Good day to you everyone, this is Noor and welcome to today's video. In today's video, we are going to talk about a point that so many starting entrepreneurs struggle with, which is what kind of business I can begin or I can start from home. And to be honest with you, I can only think of four methods that you can start a business from home. The first thing is if you have a service. And having a service is mean that I manage other people's social media account or I do SEO for others. Now, this requires you to have a relationship with other people. So, say for example, you contact your friend and you ask them, do you know anyone that require social media account management? And if they tell you yes, you actually give them a commission. So, I give my friends, a lot of my friends actually, a commission whenever they bring me a client for consultant. So, I give them 25%. And I say, thank you, and I give them a gift. And once I work with the client, I also give them a gift. So, they will refer more clients to me, and I can do that work from home. I don't have to go anywhere, okay? But that, at the beginning steps, it requires you to have a small network. Without network, it's tough, okay? It's tough. The second thing that if I don't have a service or I don't have a network, I would go with physical product. And with physical product, I have three business models that can I begin with without a lot of inventories. I don't want to start with a lot of inventories. The first is print on demand. The second is dropshipping. And the third is Amazon. And three of them, they don't require a lot of inventory to begin with, but they would require you on average around $2,500 to begin with, because you need to start advertising and you need marketing, and marketing will take you some money. You need to test product and so on and so forth. This is a great business model to begin with, okay? The third method is that I can think of, if you are an expert and you like teaching, you can teach, okay? I teach a lot on Udemy, Skillshare, and other private platform. And the starting point of this thing is that I first started teaching on Udemy and Skillshare, and I got a lot of students, which is good. And so many other platforms, actually, they viewed my courses and they like it. And they start inviting me, actually publish my courses on private platform. And this bring me more revenue. And I wrote a book also for other platform in Europe, just out of this teaching on Udemy. And now it brings me a good amount of revenue. So it was a side project, but it works and it's good, okay? So if you like, you can start teaching. Now, you have to understand that in order to make money out of teaching, you cannot only teach one course, especially if you have no student base. You're probably going to make 4 to 5 courses until people start knowing that you are an expert in a specific area, and then other platforms will start to invite you, and at that point, you start to generate revenue. Okay? It's the same with your dropshipping or your print on demand or your Amazon. It's going to take you around 3 to 6 months in order to find the right product, to adjust your store and to make profit. So these are long-term strategy, 3 to 6 months. Now, the last one is short-term, which is freelancing. And I do some freelancing. And to be honest, freelancing is the fastest way to make money. If I want to pay rent, if I want to go to party and I don't have money. So the fastest way is to work as a freelancer. Now, to work as a freelancer, again, you still need to have a network of friends. So you would tell your friend, you know what? I'm open for work. And I will do this kind of specific work. So I would not negotiate a lot my price because I want to bring revenue, okay? So I will keep it open a little bit. I will be easygoing a little bit. I'm not going to raise my price and so on and so forth because I need some cash. So if I need cash right now, you know what? If you bring me a project, I would appreciate it and I would give you 20% and I would give you a gift. So I will do the project. I will do great work. I will give it to the client. And to be honest with you, if you do a great work, in most scenarios, the client will give you more work. And the friend who referred you the project will be so happy and they will refer more client. Why? Because they make money and they have a good result. So why not? These are the four ways I can think of to start a business from home. The fifth thing that I can think of is flipping product. Okay, so you go and you buy a lot of products. You buy clothes, you buy books, you buy toys, and then you flip them on eBay. It takes a lot of time. Okay, it's exhausting in most scenarios. And in most scenarios, you don't know what you're going to buy and what you're going to sell, and you're buying inventories. So dropshipping is easier, okay? So these are the four major methods I can think of to work from home. Other than that, maybe you will have a different way, and I would like you to share them with me in the comment section. That's going to be for today's video. In the next video, we are going to talk about another point when it comes to entrepreneurship and making money. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you subscribe, don't forget to hit like. Until then, I will see you. Bye-bye.